You are listening to Corporate Chanakya by Radhakrishnan Pillai, narrated by Vijayan Menon. Corporate Chanakya. Preface. Let me tell you a story. There was once a young man in Mumbai who wanted nothing more than to succeed in the world of business. He had studied management in colleges that extolled the virtues of the Western ways of understanding this subject. Soon enough, he worked his way up the corporate ladder, but finally decided to set out on his own. After all, who wants to be bossed over by someone else? His first venture was in the realm of spiritual tourism. Since no one in his family had ever been an entrepreneur, he had to learn everything about setting up a business on his own. By the grace of God and the support of his business partner, the business began to do well. From being a manager in someone else's company, he had become the leader of his own business. His next step, creating a well-known corporate entity. He met people and discussed his ideas and plans with them, learning from people, making copious notes, reading books, attending seminars and training programs. And yet, nothing helped. Something vital was missing in his pursuit for knowledge. He was not able to figure out what this missing piece was for a long time. The answer was right within him. Since his childhood, he had found guidance in a spiritual organization and had been blessed by many spiritual masters. During a spiritual discourse, a Mahatma said, "India, our motherland, has great history and legacy. Our rishis were no ordinary men. They have studied and perfected every science in this world. Only if we were to look back into our glorious past, we would find solutions to all our modern problems." This was the divine message he had been waiting for. Management has been recognized as a science since the 1950s. One of the fathers of modern management is Peter Drucker. But didn't management exist in India even before the 1950s and the Drucker era? As a nation, we have over 5,000 years to our credit. Did we not have management scientists in our country before the 20th century? In the ancient Indian scriptures, Ramayana, Mahabharata, the various Upanishads, he found brilliant discussions of management strategies. Why was it that us Indians always look at what is wrong with India and never appreciate what is great about our country? As a nation, we have survived the test of time. Even though we are still a growing economy, we are not a failed nation. In the past, our
sample complete. Ready to continue?